I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now is Adam McKelvey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. All right, Adam, over under on how many runs Peralta gives up in the first tonight?
Oh, how can you put me on the spot like that?
Yeah. Don't answer that, Adam. Just get to it.
All right, fine. We'll move on to the next question. What type of chances do you give Braun to end up on the DL with this right rib cage stiffness?
I would say that low. The odds of that are low. I think it's more likely another one of these kind of irritatingly day-to-day things for the Brewers. He said he's going to come out and do the pregame, you know, BP running, all that kind of stuff as usual, and just see how far into it he gets. And if he gets through it, great. If he has to shut it down, then that's what it is. But he's been through this one enough times to know that you just can't predict it. You have to kind of go through your workouts and see how it feels and be careful. So it's unfortunate for him because he was, you know, we've talked about this. He's had this year of hard contact and not a lot of results. He had been getting results over the last 2 weeks, and then boom, one slide for a ball in the outfield, and he's dealing with this this rib cage again.
Yeah, I always like when we talk about Braun. You got to have him available. Now the lineup just came out, Adam. And I think one of the biggest things, I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but that's what most people have been looking at, comparing the lineup compared to how good they are defensively, hoping it'll kind of average itself out. Do you think that's okay with that, or just play the best guy who can, just whoever's hot?
Well, I mean, they made the decision when they got Mike Moustakas and Jonathan Scope that they're willing to trade defense for
offense.
Right. And the problem with this so far is that Jonathan Scope has not given them any offense.
Right.
So they are going, you know, and then there was the second game in Wrigley, I think, was kind of the best example of a game we've seen where that trade-off hurt them. There were plays where, you know, the shift, I think, overall has been a net positive this year, but the shift hurt them in that second game. And then on top of the shift hurting them, the lack of range from Shaw at second base and Scope at shortstop definitely showed up at some critical moments. But that's who they're going with again today. So they are being, you know, sort of stubborn for now in the fact that they made this decision to give this a try, and they're not going to, you know, have a knee-jerk reaction when a game happens like the one on Wednesday in Chicago. So we'll see. I mean, if there are more games like that where the defense hurts them and they continue to not get anything from Jonathan Scope, I think you need to think about, you know, just going back to Orlando Arcia and just live with the defense and you know, less offense. Because at least Orlando Arcia is going to give you that sort of great range and, you know, the good defense at shortstop. So it's an interesting gamble, and, you know, you can't – it's 2 weeks in – they're obviously going to stick with it for a little longer than that to see if they can, you know, have this trade pay off for them.
Adam, one more for you, because I know you got to get to Craig Counsell here in like 3 minutes. Chacin gets moved into the Sunday start for the Brewers, and a caller earlier today
Chase Anderson
pointed out how bad Chacin's numbers are. 0-7 with a 6.9 ERA career. Against the Cardinals. He has an 8.59 ERA in two starts against them this year. Your thoughts on that move?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a bet that going with your hottest pitcher, you know, there was the blow up at Dodger Stadium, obviously, but look at his last, you know, 8 starts. That's the outlier. He's been really good for them for over a month now, and they are betting that in an important series against a team that's charging at the Brewers in the standings, they want to have their best pitcher in that series. And they're betting that the historical numbers mean less than the way he's throwing the ball recently. So that'll be one of our questions for Craig Counsell, and how, you know, you kind of make those determinations. Like, I'm guessing what he's going to say is, you know, those numbers against the Cardinals in large part are the uniform, right? It's not the same play. It's not the same collection of players.
Right.
There's Matt Carpenter and Yadier Molina, maybe Colton Wong, but I mean, you're talking about other guys beyond that. And I'm guessing that's what Craig Counsell is going to talk about. But it was interesting when I, you know, and then the guy they moved out, Chase Anderson, has great numbers in his career against the Cardinals. So it's, you know, it was sort of an interesting move that stood out. But again, I think the idea was let's get our who has been our best starting pitcher recently into an important series.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You got to be.
He is Adam McKelvey, MLB.com, Brewers.com. Have fun going and talking to Craig Counsell, and hopefully the Brewers win this series. Take care.
All right. See you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.